Because, I mean, I think I have like a Google page or whatever.
Yeah. So technically, we will be helping you boosting, optimizing your Google listing. So therefore, whenever a customer would be searching for a plumber within your area, you are the first company that they would see. More chances they will choose you over your competitors. Anyways, I already have here my business director on the line, and my business director will be assisting you further.
All right, sounds good.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Awesome. My name is Nadine Medina, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? I didn't get your first name. I'm sorry.
This is Raul.
Raul, it's so nice to meet you. So I understand that you were speaking with my representative, and so she was going over the basics of the program. Did she do a good job of explaining to you the reason that we were calling this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm just pulling up some notes that she had sent over to me. But before we get into the pricing and what's included, Raul, did you have any questions for me as far as like where we do the placement or how it works?
No? I just want to know how much it is. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at that. Now, you did mention that you have a Google Business profile, you believe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think that that was something that you had set up yourself?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of started messing with it a little bit, but then I left it alone.
Oh, okay. Give me one second here. All right. Give me one second. Let me see. All right. Okay, so let's see here. And you're in Oakland, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing the residential and commercial plumbing, or do you have like a preference?
90% it's residential.
90% is residential. Okay.
Yes, I do somewhat commercial, but not much.
Okay. When it comes to your services, right, is it, like, do you do not just, like okay, say, for example, I'm calling you for a plumbing repair, right? Do you also do, like, the, I would say, plumbing for, like, a remodel job? What would be more of your specialty?
Repipes, remodels, gas lines.
Okay.
Sewer lines.
Okay.
ADUs. New construction, you know, a lot of new construction and stuff like that.
Okay.
Water heaters.
I was just
going to
ask
you
that too. If you do the water heater installs, I just had to have one replaced. Tell me if I overpaid, right? Well, if the owner of the house that I'm renting overpaid. So we actually bought the water heater, my husband and I, because it's our family friend, and so we didn't want her mom to have, like, the whole cost. So we bought one from Home Depot, which was, like,
$750,
and it comes with a 6-year warranty, right? I didn't pay for the extended. But it cost her, like, almost a little under $1,000 to install it because they had to also replace the gas line.
Yeah.
Because it was corroded. I didn't know you're supposed to drain them once a year.
yeah, you do.
I had no idea, so we learned something new.
Yes, I am.
I guess because of the, it's not this, what's that called? It's like,
it's like calcium that gets built up
inside
of the
water
heater.
Yes, it's like a calcium buildup. Yes, yes.
And especially, where are you from?
We're in California, but I'm in the southern part. So I'm in Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, out here in the Tri-Valley, I'm over here by San Francisco. Oh, well, Oakland, you know where Oakland is at.
Yeah, I'm very
familiar. Well, you know,
I used to stay in Livermore, Pleasanton area.
There you go. Well, Livermore, that's my area right there. I like to stay with Livermore, Pleasanton, San Ramon, Danville. Alamo.
Nice.
You know, all those areas. I cover those areas a lot. And okay. Well, you know, out here, it's the water's harsh. It has the nastiest water, I think, in all California, maybe.
Really? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about
Oakland,
because I'll tell
Oakland,
you, my husband. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oakland has, like, one of the best. Oakland, Alameda, Berkeley. They have you could actually drink the water out of your tap. You know, here in Livermore, I wouldn't do that.
Well, you know what's
funny?
There's
so much calcium and stuff.
So it's so funny because my husband, we bought like those shower heads that have the filters. So we have to change the filter every so often because he got this tester to test the water. He's like, do not drink water from the faucet at all. That is like so bad. Because in Anaheim, we have really hard water in Anaheim. The water's very hard. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So with all the money they get from Disneyland, you think they'd fix it.
For real.
Right? So, Raul, tell me, I did find your Google business profile. You got 5-star reviews on there. I do not see, well, let me see if this is your
website.
Pictures
are in it. Yeah. It's your 925 number. 925-533-78.
Well, this one says 538-5756.
No, that's another premium plumbing.
That's another
out
one
here too.
Yeah, that one's in Contra Costa County. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a website?
I don't have a website yet, no.
Okay, no worries. And then it looks like, let me see, I see a Yelp listing. I think I found.
Yeah, I have Yelp. Yeah.
Okay. Build Zoom. That could have been when you registered the company. Who manages the Google business profile?
Nobody. It's just
nobody.
There. I mean.
Okay. Okay.
So, did you find my page?
I did. That's what I was saying. You have 5-star reviews on there. Premium plumbing.
What's the phone number? What's the phone number on there?
533-7895.
Yeah, that one.
That one's yours, right? The
533-7895.
Yeah. And then there's Yelp. And then I also see a Facebook page, Instagram, BBB.
Yes.
Okay. So where does a lot of your work come from?
Honestly, a lot of word of mouth right now.
A lot of word of mouth. Okay.
A lot of word of mouth and recommendations from, I have another plumbing buddy that whatever he can't get to it, he'll send them my way. And,
he'll send them your way.
Like that.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good. You know, you can never go without a plumber, right? It's an urgency.
Yeah.
Plumbers, like the artery of the home and business. You can't go without it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Everybody needs a plumber.
Yes.
At one point
what
of their
goal?
Life.
Yes, sir. What goal have you set for yourself this New Year's, Raul, that you want to achieve?
Well, at least I want to have another guy working.
Okay.
I want to have two guys by the end of this year.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, the license, I'm going to ask you some questions. Please don't be offended. It's just because I'm seeing if you qualify for this one particular program. The license that you have, is it the C36, the general building contractor one, or is it the engineering contractor license?
It's the C36.
Okay. And you carry at least a minimum of $1 million in general liability?
Yes.
Okay. And would you be able to pass a background check in the last 7 years, no felonies, that would require for you to provide your Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Raul, there is a specific program that I think would be really good for you, and I'm going to explain to you how it works, okay? So, basically, this program is called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads, but they call it Google Verified. Are you familiar with it?
I'm kind of familiar with it, yeah.
Okay. So what it is, it's at the very tippy top of the page, it'll say sponsored, Google Verified. And what it is Google's pay-per-lead program where those leads will come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing them with anyone. They are only sent to you, okay? Now, those requirements that I just asked you about, is what's required for you to be approved for that program, okay? So you qualify for it. Now, basically, This is going to be a two-part packet, a two-part program. So there's two portions of it combined into one package. Okay. But I'm going to explain to you this part first. So this part of the program, it comes with a one-time $250 application fee. You're going to fill out the application that we send to you. You're going to submit it, upload your documents. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay?
Okay.
Takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I have seen some people approved in 3 weeks. It depends how quickly you respond to your background check and submit your application. Now, once you are approved, there is what we call an activation budget, okay, to turn on the leads. So the minimum
Give me one second, okay?
Take your time. Uh-huh.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So once you're approved, there will be this activation budget, okay, to turn on the leads. Now, the minimum monthly budget is $611, and that will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $47. And when that call comes in, it deducts it from that budget. Now, here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone calls you to replace some tile. That is completely outside of your services, unqualified. Google will credit the lead back to you. Okay? If they are calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring or even outside of the area that you service, unqualified, credited back. What Google considers a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, talked about an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, okay? Now, Google does have an AI system set up that's identifying the qualified and unqualified, but you and I both know, Raul, sometimes one might slip through the cracks. So that's why we have our team also monitoring it. Because if we saw that one slip through, we're going to dispute it with Google to get that credit right back to you. Okay? Now, let's say you got one lead in the month. What's left over from that budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So in regards to the leads, you're only going to pay $47 for the lead that you got the month before because the remaining balance rolls over.
So my 600 will still be there, but.
Yeah. So like basically, yeah, it's like we always want you to have for the lead budget, 611 in your account every month. So if you got two leads, you know the two leads are $47 each. You know the next month you're paying 47 times two, right? You're not paying the 611 again. Okay. Now with this pay-per-lead program, you can pause the leads whenever you need to for as long as you need to, whether you're going on vacation or you're bombarded with work. You shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us and say, hey, go ahead and remove the pause.
So basically, I'll have like an I can log in into my account and just be like, okay, pause the lead.
Pause it.
I can look. So basically, it's like Yelp. And I could, I'm assuming you guys have like a
An app
that you can go in there and check it out and be like, all right, cool.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that way you can, you can pause them when need be, right? Now, and
well,
with that.
It sounds good what you're saying because what my problem with Yelp was that I was paying for leads as well, but like you said, there were some times that they would just call me for some random, oh, do you do stocko? I'm like, no, man, I'm a plumbing company.
You know, but they'll still
would they charge,
charge
you
for
the lead? They would still charge you for it?
Yeah, that's what.
Because
yeah, that's why
we,
I stopped doing business with them because I'm like I have a bunch of I do have a lot of phone calls, but for like different stuff, you know. Yeah, it was. I ain't gonna lie, you know, there was a few that you know. Oh, you know, I want a plumbing estimate. I want this. I want that. You know. Okay, cool. You know, I did get a couple of jobs off of that, but there was a lot of leads that I was paying for, like you know. And it varies the price of the lead. You know what I mean? Sometimes it was up to $80. So
yeah,
like
depending.
$80 for
you know how that goes too, though. That depends on the because we work. We are. We're also in partnership with Yelp for our clients to help them with the Yelp ads, right? So I'm very familiar how those work. So when we've spoken with our Yelp representative, they've told us, like, if it's, there's what you have, the qualified lead and the unqualified, right? And they say, like, you know, they don't get charged for leads that aren't qualified. But that's why, like, when you said, no, I was still getting charged, you know, that's kind of like, for me, like, oh, yeah, that's not good. You know, especially if it's stucco, it's not a service that you offer.
Yeah,
I would never call a plumber for stucco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
there were like a few times that there was kind of calls that are kind of like iffy.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, do you do plumbing? I'm like, yeah, I do plumbing. How can I help you? Oh, I'm just checking in. I'll give you a call back. And I'm like, okay. Like, what, I mean... I don't know if that was like a keyword for them to say, like, so they could charge me, but I'm just like, our conversation just stopped there. You know what I mean? So to me, it's kind of like, why would I pay $47 just for somebody to call me and be like, hey, you do plumbing? Like, well, yes, I do. How can I help you? All right. Well, let me give you a call back. Okay. I'm shopping around, but they didn't ask me for my price. They didn't ask for my hourly price. They didn't ask for anything.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I'm
still getting charged for that, so I'm just like, you know what? I don't think this is, you know, I mean, I have work now, but I mean, I could always use more.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I am busy. I at least have my guy busy, you know, trying to have his 40 hours in for sure.
Right.
But, you know, I could always use the work and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I love
so,
this program because basically what we call it is our ideal package, right? So this is one part of it, okay? Now, because it does take a little bit of time for you to get approved, in the meantime, we also have the other portion of this ideal package where we optimize the Google business profile that you have right now. We optimize that to the first page in the local map, okay? We list you on Bing. We will brand your Yelp page. We do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads are going to basically retarget as soon as someone performs that search on Google for your service. And then, Raul, they go to Facebook just looking at pictures or stories. They're going to see your ad come up. And that's going to help you also reach more new customers. And we can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So when they click on that ad, they are calling you directly. I will tell you that a lot of our clients have also seen great results. And your Facebook page looks great, by the way. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the content. Is it connected with your Instagram too?
Yeah, my Instagram should be there.
They're linked. Are they linked together?
They should be linked.
Okay, perfect. As long as they're linked together, let me tell you something. We don't do anything with Instagram, but Raul, as long as those pages are linked, okay, what we're going to do is when we run those Facebook ads, those are also going to show up on your Instagram, even though we don't do anything with Instagram, okay? Now,
yeah,
I know that are you checking it right now? Okay.
I'm checking the Facebook right now.
Okay, perfect. Now, I know that you don't have a website, right? However, I would include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, and we attach the website where your business is listed so that they can see the quality work that you do. They get to learn more about your company, but also our websites have the SEO settings, the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking too. So we would include a website.
Okay.
We also cover the mobile platform. That covers anyone using iPhone, Android, tablet, voice searches, that they would be able to pull you up on those first page search results.
What is your name again?
Nadine Medina. Uh-huh.
Medina.
Yeah.
Nadine Medina.
I know. My first name isn't Spanish. I always tell my mom, you gave me a name that people can't pronounce in Spanish. my name before I got married, my last name was Juarez. So.
Oh, Juarez.
Yeah.
So tell me, Nadine. Uh-huh. To be honest with me, man, don't. You know, one thing about it is that, you know, how many companies you've seen that actually this program worked?
With the Ideal Package? I would say with these two programs combined, the conversion rate is a lot higher. I would never offer you Google Ads. Google Ads, I'm going to tell you right now, you have to invest a lot of money into Google Ads in order to even get a good conversion rate, right? Because Google Ads, mm-hmm. they run in a rotation. You know what I mean? And a lot of it says, well, when they click on a Google ad, it's going to take them either to your website or click to call. But what I have found with our clients having the best success is with the Ideal Package, because you kind of have the best of both programs, right? Number one, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, the Google Verified Pay-Per-Lead program is one of Google's better products. Okay? Number one.
Okay.
I have seen many have great success with that program because it's different from any other pay-per-lead program that's out there, okay, because there's still direct calls, and it comes up when someone's performing a search on Google. It comes up in those first page search results. In fact, they're the ones at the very tippy top of the page above the Google ads, okay? Now, also with this Ideal Package, right, the portion with the local SEO and the website and the Facebook advertising, that part of it is a flat monthly rate of $299, okay? That covers all the management, the programming, the Facebook ads, the website, and the local SEO. That right there, I will tell you, Google and Facebook communicate. They work well together, hand in hand. So it's giving you, like, the best of both worlds is how I say it.
So
this is what I call
what
the Ideal.
So it would be 300 plus the 600?
What it would be is this, okay? I'm going to give you the whole breakdown. I'm going to go slow on it, okay? So this Ideal Package, okay, today you would pay the $299, which is covering the local SEO and programming, website, Facebook ads, directory submission, voice searches, mobile platform. Okay, that's always $299 a month flat rate. Doesn't matter how many calls you get from that, how many times they click on your ad. Okay, that same flat rate. Now, the only other thing you would be paying today, go ahead, question.
And who manage all that for me?
We all do it in-house. We have a team dedicated, as well as you having an account manager. So not only do you have a team dedicated to your account and managing you'll have an account manager.
So I'll have direct contact with him or with him or her. Whatever.
Yep, him or her, yeah. The account manager is the person that kind of gives you, I call it like the white glove treatment, right? They give you updates. It's someone who's your point of contact, who's also got eyes on your account as well. Okay?
Okay.
So today, $299 plus the $250 application fee, you would be paying $549, okay? Now, you know every 10th of the month, you're paying $299 automatically, okay? We're not charging you for the leads yet for the Google Verified because you're going through the approval process, right? Now, you can get approved. I always say 4 to 8 weeks. But like I told you, Raul, a veces I've seen some people in 3 weeks get approved. But either way, once you get approved, they're going to call you to notify you of the approval and to turn on your leads in 3 days. Unless if you said otherwise, turn them on today, or you know what, call me next week to turn them on, right? that's when they will go ahead and charge you at that time the $611 when we turn on the leads. Now, depending how many leads you get in that first month determines what you pay the next month for leads. Okay? Does that make sense? So
yeah.
far?
So do I have to pay that $299 for all this Facebook and stuff now, or once I get approved for the leads and all that stuff?
Well, with this part of the $299, that is optimizing your Google business profile on the first page, right? We're already doing work there. We're running your Facebook ads. Facebook ads and the website are up and running within 7 to 14 days. The directory submission, that happens within 5 to 7 days, okay? What we always state in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing, the first page placement on Google, there within the local map, no matter what, I'm going to tell you 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. Just because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? However, that's why that $299, because we're already doing the work for that. So this way you can start generating some calls. Like you said, I have work, but also it gives you that steady flow. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you don't have work or that you're hurting,
so
but it's going to still provide you steady flow. Did you need to grab that real quick?
No, it's okay. I'll put it in the. So the $299 is going to give me you guys advertisement on Facebook as well. You know,
SEO,
do ads for it.
Yeah, the ads are going to be included in that. Correct. The ads are included in that package.
Like for now, if I just want to do, like, you know what? I want to do just a background check first, work with the, let's see how Google works. Can I just do that instead and see how it works?
Let me ask you this. Is it pricing? Does that kind of hold you back? I want to see where I can help.
The pricing, okay. And plus, you know, I heard that from plenty of people that, oh yeah, you know, do this, do that. We're gonna get you, you know, tons of work. We're gonna flood you with work and this and that. You know, I'm not saying you got, you know, that's your case, but I've been burnt, you know, once or twice already. You know, one with Yelp that was very disappointing, but I was paying up to $1,000. A month.
Oh my gosh.
And I was barely making that $1,000 that I was going to give them. You know, I was like,
wow.
Because once we start doing that, I mean, I ask every client that I don't know, hey, how did you get my number? Oh, how did you find me? And then they'll let me know, like, oh, I got your number from so and so. Okay, so that was not even Yelp. Okay, cool. All right. I got your number from so and so. Oh, I got your number from Yelp. Oh, I got your, you know, from Dennis from Yelp. I always ask. And I'm going to be asking, if I do go with you guys, believe me, for the first 90 days, I'm going to ask every single client I don't know, hey, how did you get me? So if I figure like, oh, you know, it was, oh, well, I got you from Google. I got you from Facebook. I got you from, you know, then I'll be like, okay, you know, I'm at least making some money so I have to pay you guys. You know
right.
what I mean? Because it doesn't make any sense for me to be paying if I'm barely making enough for paying you. Out of your leads, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm not saying, because you guys brought me these leads. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm just a little iffy, you know? Like,
I understand.
Want to try something first instead of, you know,
I completely understand.
So, let's just start off one thing at a time, you know?
Okay.
And then if those 13 leads come in handy and, hey, I'm securing 8 leads a month. You know, that's you know, from you guys, that's pretty good. You know, then we could talk about, you know, hey, you know what, let's add those $300. Let's see what, you know, or give me more leads, you know, for a month. You know,
and here's the thing, too. Also, with the Google Verified program, right, We always start you off with the minimum because we want you to see how it works first before you start requesting more leads. But you always have the ability to say, hey, I want up to 30 leads this month, right? The minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. And the reason that I say that is because I know that one of your concerns when you were doing Yelp ads, right, was that the lead costs were different, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that was a concern for you, too. And I hear all your concerns, and I want to reassure you on this. With Yelp, right, it's a directory listing, okay? We're talking about Google. I know for a fact your clients, and you know this, too, they go to Google when they need a plumber because you can't wait, right? You need it now,
yeah.
Okay? So I do have an option for you as well. And let me know what you think. So have you ever had Facebook ads though? I mean, have you ever tried them? I'm just curious.
I never tried Facebook ads either or Instagram. I never tried them. I mean, the pricing is pretty cheap to be honest. So I kind of figured like, I don't know, it's too good to be true. But I really don't. I never tried it that way. I mean, I can't really speak on it.
Okay.
You know, so.
I was just curious. So when you created those pages, what were you trying to achieve with the social media? Just to have like that online presence with social media?
Yeah, that way I could just post my work and stuff. And a lot of repetitive customers be like, oh, do you have an Instagram? Do you have a Facebook? Oh, yeah. You know, then I shoot on my Facebook. I said that, you know, I don't post every day, but I post once in a while. I haven't, on Facebook, I haven't posted in a while.
Okay. Okay.
You know, in a while. So, Instagram, I post more often on stories and stuff like that. You know, what I'm doing the day of, or hey, you know, tub installation, this and that.
Yeah.
I do post a lot more. But, other than that, I just made them because, you know, just put a couple videos, pictures. I don't know if you saw my Instagram, you know, I have a whole mainline replacement there, you know.
Yeah.
I made a video, you know, before and after type of deals and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
So
okay. Yeah, for sure. No, I totally get that. One thing I will encourage you is this. Your Facebook, try to post on there once a month. I know plumbers, you're going from one job to the next, right, Raul? But I would encourage you to at least post on there once a month to keep your content fresh, right? Because I think your last posting, which tells me maybe your pages are not linked together because your last posting was in 2024. Just an FYI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. Like Facebook.
Yeah.
It's
been a while. So if they're linked together, remember, if you're posting on your Instagram, it'll automatically show up on your Facebook page. Okay. So there is where we could do this too, and this might be a little bit more feasible for you, right? So what we can do is remove those Facebook ads, okay? Still get you started with the Google Verified, getting you approved for getting those leads, right, with that program. And then do what we call the local SEO, include the website for you, right? Because you have to have a website, right, as part of the Google Verified. But basically, what you would look at is then you would be paying $199 a month. That's covering local SEO, management programming. It's going to include the website, the directory submission, and then also the mobile platform. So that's $199 a month. And then you go through the process of just paying that application of the $250, right, to get you approved for the Google Verified program.
Okay, so this $199, do I have to have it now, or can I just go through the application and then wait for the leads to kick in?
You could go through the application, but the thing is that we got to create you a website. And if we're creating you a website, you're looking at $100 to get it set up, and then you pay $49 a month for the website because you have to have a website with the Google Verified program.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Then I'll be paying $199 every month.
Right. So if you don't want, no. The $199 a month, that's giving you the local SEO, management and programming, so managing you in the local map on the first page. It includes the website already, right? The directory submission, so we brand your Yelp and your Facebook page. We'll brand it, but we're not doing Facebook ads, right? And then it covers the mobile platform. So that's $199 a month, okay? If you don't want to do that, okay, I still have to get a website for you because Google requires it for the verified program. So if you do just the Google verified, you pay the $250 application fee and $100 for us to set up the website for you, and then you have a hosting fee of $49 a month just for the website, and then once your leads, you get approved, then you have the activation budget for the leads.
Okay. So let's say I've been with you guys. You guys build me a website or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do I have some say on the website? Like, hey.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah, in fact, you get text messages on your phone, right, that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send you a real quick example. Yes, we're going to create the website. I'm going to send you an example of our layout. Now, of course, we want your content on there. We're going to take your input on it. You know what I mean? So let me send you this link so that you can take a look at it. It will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. So what that means, Raul, is whether they're looking at it from an iPhone, Android, from their tablet, from their desktop, it's going to adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. Okay, I just sent it to you right now so that you could take a look.
Yeah, and then, okay, so, and then you guys will just charge me $50 a month just for that. Let's say 6 months from now, I want to stop all the ads and stuff. Do I keep the website or?
So you have the option, like let's say 6 months from now, right? You're like, you know what? I don't want to continue with this. I'm good. Okay. Your profiles. I very highly doubt that you're going to say that, but.
Okay.
So let's say you decide to cancel, right? You have the option, as far as I get with the website, like let's say you want to continue, you want to have that website still. Then you just pay $49 a month continuing to pay that. We continue to host and maintain the website. Or if you want the domain, because we're going to actually purchase a domain that's closest to your business name, right? Whether it's a .org or .net or what have you. So, if you want the domain, it's a one-time $100 charge, and the domain is yours, but that means you have to recreate your website.
I see what I'm saying.
Okay. Or you could decide, I don't even want the website, and you walk away. But, like, your Google Business profile and all that, I mean, that's yours. You know what I mean?
And
so we're not messing with any of that.
You guys are upgraded and stuff like that for pictures and.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're going with also the $199 package, we're going to take that Google Business profile. We're also going to be optimizing it. But if you're only wanting just the website and let's get started with the Google Verified program, then you would pay the $250 and then the $100 to get it set up. And then every month you're paying the $49 hosting fee, and then you would have your lead activation budget once you get approved, and then we notify you of the approval to turn on the leads.
Okay, and then what about like in the future? I want to do the Facebook ads and all that stuff. The 300.
Oh yeah, you can always upgrade.
That 300 includes those $49, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Yeah, because. I'd rather do that instead of, you know, spending $300 out the get-go and still waiting to see if, you know, like you said, it could be 4 to 8 weeks, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm
4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. Yeah. And then that's why I said, like, even if that $299 is a lot for you, I mean, I could ask my manager to give me a credit so that I can at least get the $299 down to $249 for you. I don't know if that helps you any, right? But, I mean, I can definitely get it down to the $249. Otherwise, if you want to just start with just a Google Verified and then us creating you the website, because you have to have a website. So then you would be looking at $349 you would pay today. Every month you're going to have the $49 hosting fee, and then we're getting you through the approval for the Google Verified.
So it'll be $349, that's including the...
That's with just the website and the Google Verified, getting you in that process of getting approved. Make sense? So,
yeah.
Or excuse me, you're paying $350, right? So this is what, these are your options. $350, that's going to give you the application to start the Google Verified process and the $100 setup for the website. Okay, then you would have, keep in mind, every month, $49 hosting fee. Okay?
Okay.
Now, and that's automatic, right? If you want us to manage, okay, the local SEO and the application fee, so $199 and then the $250, right?
Uh-huh.
My brain's already fried this morning. So you're paying, let's say, $199 today, and you pay the application fee. That's $449, okay? What the $199 is covering is giving you the website, so you're not going to have, like, that hosting fee, right? Because you're paying $199 every month. That's covering your website, the local SEO, the directory submission, no Facebook ads. And then we're getting you through the process for the Google Verified, right? Make sense? Because right now, what you're saying is, I don't want to pay $299. So I'm assuming you don't want anything with Facebook ads right now, correct?
Well, yeah, I just want to see how these ads work. So, like I said,
yeah,
like
with
if
the
these
leads.
Ads started and actual with the leads, I mean, with the Google leads, and they actually started working, and I'm actually seeing a
difference. You'll upgrade.
Then,
yeah, then you'll upgrade.
Then we could talk about, hey, you know what?
Absolutely.
You know what? Let's do something. Let's try the ads on the Facebook as well. Let's do this, or maybe give me more leads or something. You know what I
for
mean?
For sure.
My thing is that it's not, you know, I don't mind spending the money, but I mean, at the end of the day, I still got to make that money, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to spend money and I ain't making no money. You know what I mean? You know the saying that you got to spend money to make money?
Yeah.
I don't mind spending money.
Yeah.
If I ain't making no money, then of course I'm a.
You're like, then where am I pulling
it out
from?
Yeah,
and
right.
And I understand,
like,
but
well,
so you're a businessman, right? You're a businessman. You've been in the industry for a while, right? You know you've got to invest money to make money. You understand that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
but it's
so
also got to make
yeah.
sense for you too. And I get that.
Yeah. Like I said,
I 100%
you know,
get that.
What else you got a lot? You know, I got burned a couple of times, you know. One was Yelp and this other Thrive company that, you know, came through. They said
I'm
that
very
they
familiar with Thrive.
Google and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I was there for, first he was like, oh, give me at least 6 months. All right, cool. Gave him 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. You know what? At the end of the day, I gave him like 9 months. And I said, you know what, dude? I'm making pennies out of you guys.
Did they put you on a contract?
They put me on I think it was 6 months. He was like, give me 6 months.
Yeah.
Can I put, yeah. And I was like, well, we could do 6 months. I think it was like 500, 550 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, we could do that. And then, they supposedly built a website and this and that as well. And, you know, I didn't get not even one phone call from these guys.
Wow.
You know, like, hey, how did you find me? Oh,
I think
no,
that's
just,
more than enough
lucky.
Time, you know?
Hey, how did you find me? How did you find me? To be honest, not even the first 3 months, I probably got one job out of them.
Wow.
And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, and I kept telling him, like, hey, man, like, I ain't got nothing off of you. Like, you know, like, oh, no, you got to give me, you know, it's going to pick up. It's going to pick up and this and that. And I'm just like, dude, I don't, like, what the hell is this? Like, you know,
yeah, that's
I
more
just,
than enough time
at the end of the day,
that you
so,
gave them. Yeah,
you gotta understand. You know, when people call me about this and this and that, I guarantee you this. But there's not one company that said that, you know what, we're gonna guarantee you this much money, this much calls. Are you gonna at least close 8 deals this month? Do not pay us until you close those 8 deals. I have not received a company that does that yet. So it's kind of hard for me. I always got to pay up front. Yeah.
And one thing I will tell you is this, Raul, and I'll always be straightforward. Yeah. I will always be straightforward with you and transparent. Okay. Cause that's just how I am. I will never use the word guaranteed. That right there is a red flag. No one can guarantee you, Raul, that you're going to get 50 calls today or that Julano's going to call you tomorrow at this time because he needs a water heater replacement, right? I can never tell you that. It is on the demand of the searches that are being done. And especially if you work with a company that is a Google Channel partner, we are strictly told we are not to use that word guaranteed. Right? And anyone who tells you, I guarantee you, you're going to get this and that, their pants are on fire. Right? Because how can you guarantee how many people are searching on Google? Right? I can't foresee the future of how many people are going to have plumbing problems in your area. Right? You know? So again, our job is ensuring that you're coming up in those first page search results. Because as long as you're successful with our program, that's going to equal our success, right? If you're putting if you're investing $1 and you're making back $10, you're going to keep putting in that dollar. You might even put in $10 because you're going to make more back, right? But you got to see results. You got
to
see results.
See results. I mean, I don't want to spend $300 here, another $600 for this, another, you know what I mean? I just want to see results first and then, like I said, you know, 13 leads, you know, I closed 8 of them. I make enough money to pay you guys, and I still have a little bit extra for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm
even
saying
if it's just 2
what
service
your profit
calls,
is.
You know? Like,
yeah, and I'm saying what your profit is because I know when you take into consideration, right, you pay your workers, you pay yourself, you pay your mileage, you pay your insurance, and everything else that goes along, the products you had to purchase and what have you. What is left over is your profit, okay? So it might take 2 jobs, right? 2 service calls, and then this is program's going to pay for itself. But you and I both know, you're not going to know unless you try it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not asking like, go broke, okay? Invest everything you got right now. We can start off with that. So you got to have the website because that's a requirement. You know what I mean? So you have the option, like I said.
Okay, so let's do this. So I'm going to do the website first for now and then just pay the $49.
Okay.
And then we can do the $250 for the
application.
Thing. Are you going to send me something like, you know, on an email? You got my email, right?
So let me
ask you something. How did you get this number?
So
this
we
is my
have
personal number.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. So here's the funny thing, right? When a position opens up on the first page of Google, my representatives are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify. That means you have some type of online presence on Google, okay? So when this list is created, their job is to call down the list to find us a company that qualifies for the position that we're filling. So that means you have some online presence, right? Obviously. Now, I know that your Google business profile, that must be your office number, right? Is what I'm assuming is there.
The 925. Yeah.
But, however, I'm seeing like the BBB, the Yelp. So somewhere your personal phone number, I'm looking to see where it might have been listed because somewhere your personal number, because that's the only number that I saw. That's why, like, when I do my research, I want to make sure, because the first thing I was going to ask you was even how come there's a different phone number in your Google business profile? Because sometimes people might put a different primary phone number. I think it's not on the Yelp. The Yelp has your office number. Let me look at MapQuest. MapQuest might be the one that has it. Yeah, it looks like MapQuest might be the one that has it. But on one of those listings, it's got your personal phone number, which is interesting. You've always used your business phone number, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind using my, I have a lot of, reparative customers that have my personal number.
Oh, I found it. You know what's it, you know what it's on? It's on BuildZoom. BuildZoom has your phone number, 510-566-3135, and then it shows the address 1914 94th Avenue. So BuildZoom, usually that happens like when you, register the company. Sometimes you'll wind up on BuildZoom. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Because I'm like, where did they pull that? Because I'm like, where did they pull that phone number from? So, yeah, so I found it on BuildZoom.
All right, sounds good. Well, yeah, let's do that. And then what's the process? Are you going to send me like a
pass? I'm
there's no phone check, is it, right?
Nope. I mean, nah, there's no contract. Look it. You and I both know, Raul, okay? And again, I'm going to be straightforward with you. I'm not going to pull no punches here, okay? You and I both know when it comes to marketing, you can't just base it off of 1 month, right? You've got to be able to compare 1 month to the other, okay? In all fairness, with any marketing that you do, you want to at least give it a fair 3 months. You know what I mean? That's how you're going to know if it's really working, right?
Yeah, well, I'll give you the 3 months, 4 or 5 months. I mean, I'll be like I said, man, as long as I'm closing some type of deals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's
one
repipe.
As long as you're getting leads, you know it's your job to sell yourself, right? I don't see you having a problem selling your services, especially with what you do, right? You've been doing this for how long now, Raul? How many years now?
Oh, man. Plumbing? Man, like 15 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. I started young.
That's a very long time. I was going to, did you start, how old were you when you started? Because you sound young. I mean, you got probably
37 right now, so.
Yeah, I figured that. I knew you had to have been younger than me. I won't say que estoy vieja, but, you know. I'm a grandma, is what I tell my grandkids. No, it's not grandma, it's grandma. My granddaughter just laughed. She's 13, and she's like, "Oh, grandma, you're so funny."
Okay.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm gonna be preparing this email for you right now. So this
email
is gonna be. I have the one that I found on your Facebook page. It's rvega@premiumplumbingco.com. That's the email that I see. Is that the best one for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me do this. Give me 1 second here. I'm just kind of deleting some stuff here that doesn't belong on this email because we're just doing the let me do this. This is going to be... put this as a website set up. So that way you know what that is. So what areas do you typically target?
Well, I prefer to stay in Livermore because I work these areas a lot. Livermore, Pleasanton, Delta, you know, San Ramon.
Yeah.
Danville. I do Saliandro, Hayward.
Okay.
I try to stay away from Oakland.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, they stole my truck twice and I took the first time I took a big, big hit. So they kind of set me back and then, you know what I mean? So Oakland is just, I don't know. I mean,
kind of rowdy area.
Some work in Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do some work in Oakland, Alameda. You know, Alameda. I like to target Alameda for sure.
Yeah.
Saliandro, Hayward, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that happen.
Valley.
That's so terrible when things happen like that, you know?
You know, and it is, man. It's hard for a small company, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I had like 10 guys, 10 trucks running. I mean, what's a truck, man? Let's build one right back up, you know? If I have 10 guys, I'm making enough money. But once I'm, you know, it was just me at the time. You know, they knock all my tools down. It brought me back down. Now I have to spend money that I don't even really want to spend the money, but I have to. You know, it's. But yeah, but I
so
mean,
you just definitely
target,
stay out of that area because you know I wouldn't want to risk it either. You know, I would rather just
like I said.
Not.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I do have customers there in Oakland that I still take care of, but you know, I mean, if the call comes, you know, I'll take it, but. You know.
Yeah. You're just
Oakland do have a lot of houses that have galvanized piping. So there's big potential to have repipes there and all things like that.
Oh yeah. That's what we had in the home that we rent from our friend's mom. We had the cast iron, right? Is that the same as the galvanized? Or no?
No, cast iron is the sewer line.
Okay, so that's the kind of piping we had in this house. This tells you how old the house was, right? Or how old it is?
Yeah.
But that was like, oh my gosh. It was, I would say after they came in, they did, I can't remember the name of it. You're probably going to know when I describe it. But you know, it's where like there's no, it's like they kind of fuse together the pipes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like a trenchless?
Kind of, but I'm trying to think of the name. It's, darn it, can't even think of it, but it's basically like the pipes. It's like seamless, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But it's supposed to be the more upgraded, I guess, or what have you is what they say. But yeah, I mean, we ended up doing that and it's a lot better. You know, we haven't, you know, knock on wood, thank God, we haven't had any problems. So that's a blessing, right? But, yeah, for the most part, it was like, yeah, all bad.
Yeah.
When that goes out, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just setting up this email. Now, Raul, your last name, it's Vega?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. It's just because that's what I saw on there. Okay. And then this phone number is your personal phone number. Is it best for us to call you on this number? Like if we have an update, right? We need something from you, we'll contact you on this number. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the phone number that's going to be listed for the business, I know, is the one that I see on the Google Business profile. So that is typically the number that people would call the business. So we're going to make sure, because Google is going to assign a tracking number to that phone so that way they can identify the qualified and unqualified. But you can still track those calls through your client dashboard app that you're going to have with us. But I'm going to make sure that the number is connected to this business number, 925-533-7895. Okay.
Yes.
And then on your phone right now, I'm going to send you our customer service phone number. Please make sure to save this 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. Okay? So let me send
you
this. You
got Local Splash?
Local Splash, like a splash of water. Two words. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So we're on the southern part.
What is it, 877?
635-6225. Okay. So you always want to save that number in your contacts, because whenever our customer service department reaches out to you regarding your account, they're going to call you from that number. Okay. Now, let me go here. Did you get the text that I sent you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you real quick
So you guys are not even directly from Google then, huh? You guys use a lot of marketing.
Google will never call you directly. Anyone who tells you that they're Google or that they work for Google, their pants are on fire. They're telling you stories. Google works not with the general public. Who they work with is corporations. Target, Macy's, you know, Walmart, companies like those. Now, we're one, I believe, out of 40 in the United States that are Google channel partners. So that means that we pass the requirements that Google requires to be a channel partner of theirs. So that means our technicians are highly trained, certified, and we had to meet those requirements. Otherwise, we can't be a channel partner. Okay? So it's a badge that we, in fact, have earned. And when you're working with a channel partner, things get done more in a timely manner, but also we have a direct point of contact with the representative from Google with any issues that we might have. Okay? So just to be very clear, we don't work for Google and we are not Google. Does that kind of clarify?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right. So on that text message that I sent you as well, Raul, I also included your username and password for your client dashboard. Okay? Because that's how you're going to track your results. Our hours of operation, we're always here Monday through Friday, okay, from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. And that's
password,
on the text.
Password doesn't say anything.
Let me take a look. It should. Your username is going to be your phone number. Let me go to the text I sent you. Oh, it doesn't have the password in there. Okay, probably because I got to set it up. I'll get it set up for you. But your username is going to be your phone number with no dashes, okay? It's probably waiting for me to set it up, and then I'll resend it.
And we don't have to do this all this right now, do we? I mean, can we set up a time? That way I could be at the house at the – I mean, my house is my office, so –
Well, I mean, it's typically going to take me about maybe 10 minutes to get this set up and process payment and send you the application.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, Raul, the company name, just so I can confirm everything is correct, is just Premium Plumbing, right?
Yeah, it's just Premium
okay.
Plumbing.
And your address that's associated with the business is the 1914 94th Avenue in Oakland?
That's where, yes, but, I have the P.O. box.
Okay. We're not going to show this address. Yeah. I just need to make sure, like, on your paperwork,
is it
the 1914 address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, just because when you're filling out your application, we want to make sure everything matches with what we have in our back office. We don't show your address anywhere. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to go over just a few notes with you before we go over the billing portion. So do you do any, I'm putting you residential, commercial. Do you do have a business logo for your company or no?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Awesome. And then I know you have some pictures of your work. And then you have a driver's license, U.S. passport, or a state ID. So when you
yes.
go through the background check, it's going to ask for one of those forms? Okay.
Yes.
And then you okay. mentioned you have the C, I think we said C36, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have the insurance, background check, yes. Okay, you got the insurance here. Okay. There's two companies that Google uses to run their background check. One is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Once we know who it is that's running your background check, we're going to notify you because you've got to be on the lookout for the email or the text that you're going to get. One might ask you to upload your driver's license, the front and back copy of it. The other one might say put your birth date, put your name, because they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. Okay? Now,
okay.
On your specific areas of target, I'm going to let them know that you're going to notate that because on the application, you could put the areas that you target, whether you want to put by county or city, okay? And they can go over that with you during your client interview as well. Let me see here, C36. Let me put that here. And then, okay, you do unclogging of drains too, right? Or even repairing a toilet? Okay, good. Okay.
Everything, installing kitchen faucets, installing bathtubs, installing shower valves, everything.
Awesome. Too bad you're not down here where I'm at. I'd call you.
Yeah.
It's sometimes hard to find a good plumber, you know? Okay, perfect. Okay, so I will now for the billing, okay, the card that we're putting on file, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name.
Is it just Raul Vega, or is there like a middle initial?
Raul Vega Rosales.
Rosales, with S?
Yes. Rosales, okay. Yes.
Okay. And then, is it the same address of the 1914 94th Avenue, the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? Visa. Okay.
Visa. Yes.
And what is the card number whenever you are ready?
How much you want? 4147.
Hold on. Let me go over with you. We're just charging you the $100 for the setup of the website, okay? $250 for the application fee, so it's going to be $350. Then and I'll read it to you in the voice verification recording as well. Every 10th of the month, you're just paying the $49 hosting fee for the website, okay? And then once you're approved for the Google Verify, then you will have the activation budget, okay? When they call you to activate your leads. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. And you said it was 4147?
1815.
Uh-huh.
3306.
Mm-hmm.
7363.
Expiration month and year?
0627.
06. Of 27, and the CVV code on the back?
243.
Okay. So before I process this payment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It is for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. We also send it to you in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I am walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, I want you to stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? Okay. And then I'll go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process this payment. Sound good?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Raul, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Premium Plumbing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Raul Vega, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Raul, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please keep in mind, and I've asked you to save our 877-635-6225 number in your contacts under the name Local Splash. Always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you, okay? Make sure that if you have an update or you got a question, our number is plugged into your phone, and that's the number you're going to call to reach our customer service, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. I will provide you a security question, and this security question is how you're going to identify if the call is coming from us and not another company. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Rosales.
Okay. I'm going to put your mother's maiden name, Rosales. So let's say you get a call, right? And they're not calling you from the 877 number, but they're saying they're local splash. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, some of my clients will get called by Yelp, right? You already know about Yelp. You just tell them, I'm not interested, if you do get those calls. With your, once you're activated for the leads, those calls aren't going to come from Yelp. You know what I mean? And even if someone called you from Yelp on one of those lead calls, that is an unqualified lead. Okay? That would be credited back. You wouldn't be charged for it. All right? Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to explain it to you because I usually do. Okay. What we're saying here is this. We're not telling you you can't do other marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so we can make sure that we're not already offering you that service, okay? We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So just give us a heads up, okay?
Okay.
So
sounds good.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, as part of this verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, okay? These may include the business license, proof of insurance, the Google Verified application, okay, and any other documentation that would be required, right? Now, we kindly ask for you to submit these documents to us within the first 7 days. Because failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame could result in delays, or it could suspend your account with us. Do you agree to get these items submitted within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 10th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $350, okay? So I always say, you know, just rule of thumb, stick it out with us for 3 months, right? However,
okay, sounds good.
Every 10th of the month, okay, because the $350 is the $100 to set up the website, and then you're going to have the $250 application fee. Now, every 10th of the month, we're going to automatically charge you the $49 for the hosting fee for the website. Okay, and that'll be $49 every 10th of the month. That is an automatic monthly recurring charge. Okay.
Yeah, we got a little project. Give me 1 second. I'm on the phone real quick. Yeah.
We're almost done. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now, also keep in mind that we're not charging you for the leads until you get approved and they call you to notify you of the approval and then to charge the leads when you're ready. Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need a cancel. Okay? To prevent your charges for your next month of service, make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah. Yep,
okay.
Makes sense.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm updating your package and processing the payment. You're going to start receiving a couple of emails and text messages. I probably need 5 more minutes. Do you got 5 minutes? Or do you need me to call you back? Because I want to go over your receipt with you, and then I want to go over the application with you, and then schedule your client interview. What time can I call you back to go over that?
Give me a call in 10 minutes.
Okay. Do you want me to call you at 10? Will that work for you? Would that be better?
Yes. Call me at 10.
I'll call you at 10. Okay, Raul.
All right.
10 o'clock, I'm going to call you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.